to the sugi in Chof Med Aleph gives an opportunity to look at the sugi of Mishva. Mishva and Get. More of Yosef says over here that all Al Gavad, all the Kanishta, Shokal Sefer Terah Yobili, the Bisu. The Gemara says that the numerous questions about this gate we discussed last week, Machlok Shoshanim, whether the Gemara was saying that this is a safe service could kosher a get, or the Gemara says this is a get, a reyach a get. So be that as it may, the Gemara says that because of lo lishma, habeinu because of lo lishma. So the Gemara says, all right, we're talking about a get that's lishma. So this is a, whether you say it's a din of reyach a get, whether you say it's a get. L'chari, the din of lishma is the same. The Gemara does not make any chilukim. And the Gemara says that the Sefer Torah had to be written lishma, l'shem gerishim. Otherwise, it would not be a good get because of law lishma. So Tosaf over here begins to develop the suyu lishma. Tosaf says teimad l'inyan megillah soite. Mashu perakama de irvin de moichin lamina Torah. Afil lamanda boik sibilishma. The comer of papa de lamanda omer ein megilos aksheram. Lashkois basota acheres teira de stomach siva hamechanami de machkina. The din of sight is a machlaikas with megillah sight has to be written lishma. Assuming it has to be written lishma, and that a Megillah Sotah is written for one woman cannot be used for another woman, has written L'shem Sotah Zo. So the Gemara says, or Papa says, that Torah the stomach siva, that would satisfy the requirement of L'shma L'gave Megillah Sotah. So our Tosfos says, L'chor goes against our sugya. Our sugya says that a Sefer Torah that's written stomach could not be used again. But the Gemara there says that a Sefer Torah that is written stomach could be used Megillah Sotah. It would fulfill the requirements of Stam, of Lishma L'gabi Sotah. So, V'yeh Shloima de Rav Yosef de Shemaitzin Leisoma L'kavosei. Rav Yosef does not hold Rav Popa's din. Could be that he holds that a Sefer Torah would not be good Lishma l'gabi soita inami sovar ki idach tana the sovar ein moichin loy min atayra gedim uke maslisa the perikol and get or happens a machlekes tanoim whether a sefer Torah can satisfy the requirements of lishma l'gabi soita and we would say the same thing over here which is pashas of our sugya. And that's what would sound like from the Mishnah that Nana Kosev Tevsegid and Zershi Niach Mokim Eish Medig Mehosom Peresh Mesech Lezvachim the Stom Apostle that Stam, that if a person wrote a get Stomim then that would not be a good get because it's missing the Shema V'kol Shechein Sefer Torah L'yich L'Shem Gerishin Kalal. In other words, we know from the Chavdol and Aleph, the Mishnah, that the Shema is a din, it's a tripartite. And that's L'shem Ish, L'shem Ish, L'shem Gerish. So the Tosfos is saying that a person who writes a get without having in mind a specific person, that's Stoma. Stoma is not a good get. A person who brings a korban and doesn't have in mind L'chara, one of the six L'shemos of a korban, L'shem Reyach, L'shem Nichayach, L'shem Isha, in Stoma, so that korban is possible. The kol shechein sefer Torah l'yichta l'shem gerishin klal. It's not l'shem gerishin. So Tosfos says that perhaps that there is a machlekes tanoim whether a sefer Torah satisfies the requirements of lishma whenever lishma is required. In other words, Tosfos puts it in the following way that there is that our sugya. And the beginning of Chum Dalin and Zvachim Beis Amid Beis says that Stom is possible. Stoma does not satisfy the requirements of Lishma. So a Sefer Torah is assumed to be written Stom. Right, so Machlokes Tanoim. whether stoma satisfies the requirements of lishma. And our sugya is saying stoma does not satisfy the requirements of lishma. And mela, unless the Sefer Torah was written, it was commissioned such that the parsha of Krisus would be l'shem gerishin, that it's possible. Tosfos continues with another sheet of Od Nira da Filu Man the Machshim Gila Soitil Mchoik Men Atraf Agav the Boy Lishma Moidil Nin Get Apostle the Be'evin Per Kama Mashma the Kulu Tanoi Moidil the Bahanach Per Kol Get Chashim Shalom Lishma Mid the Parachos and Melezel Ravach of Arashia Kosel the Garish as Ishtiv and Nimlach of Gila Soit the Stomach Kosher Mishum the Mistomish in a Koyin Shalom Lichtov Makpit Umestoma nechale. Avogabi get bal stoma loy nechale. Avogab de brochum is nisen de get of Yahoo ratio. The Arbigila say to the initial ishma le mashma le lechale. So the Taisha says it could be that lishma in sota is different than lishma in gerishin. What would be the basis for that? Because legabe gerishin. If the husband commissions that he wants to write the get legarishes ishta, v'nimlach, and he changes his mind so that now the lishma of the get is no longer extant. But megillah soita, we would say, no, stoma is kosher. A koyin who commissions writing the megillah soita, stoma is kosher. We see legabe get that the husband wants to write a get stoma. He has five wives. He wants to write a get stoma. It's l'shem gerishin, l'shem even l'shmoy, but it's stoma l'gabi the isha. Not a good get. A koyein who has several sota clients coming up, and he commissions writing it. If it isn't, who's going to come first? So he writes it stoma. So Tosfos says it's conceivable that the megillah that would satisfy the l'shma l'gabi sota. It would not satisfy the shvah l'gabe get. Pirush ha'dvarim, Tosfos explains, because the Baal has kpeda, the Kohen doesn't have kpeda. The Kohen, so what does it mean doesn't have kpeda? So what's the shema mean? So we usually assume, we learn a sugi of the shema, that the shema is a thought process. Right? We usually learn, unless one's be mine in the sugya, so we usually assume that the shema is a relative of kavana. So we usually assume once the shame when we learn the sugya of binyachom dalit that it gets written l'shem ish or l'shem gerishin l'chara was pshat that when the sefer writes the get he has to have in mind he has to have a kavana. Ask him, what are you doing? He's writing a get, not good enough for whom? Right? So that's lishma. He has to have in mind, he has to have a kavana that this paper will be used lishma, l'shem gerishin, and it'll be used for this particular husband, for the wife. That's pshat, that's what we normally assume is the end of lishma. That's what bothered Rebbe Akiva Eiger at the beginning of our Masicha. Rebbe Akiva's kasha, how could you have a chasimas edim shaloy lishma? How are you talking? What didn't he know? He didn't know who the woman was. And the husband was. That's not a chasim shel shema. That's not Eidos. He didn't know it was gerishin. And Isaac Akash became rest. So the Geir gives a squirm to get out of it. So some say it means he didn't know the prote din of the shema. Exactly what that means. Also not so posh. So the easy way out of this is the shita satoisus. Toisus is a shita that the shema is a din in zivi abal. So the easy way out is going to Tosfos, you understand it. That only helps going to Tosfos. Tosfos says in a few places, we'll look at it momentarily, that lishma is a din in Sidi Abal. In other words, lishma is generated by the Baal being mitzava. So a sefer, so an aid can see that Reuven wants to divorce Leah, and he's preparing a get, so he knows what's going on. The Baal never told him the sign. So it's, according to Tosfos, it's shlo lishma. So that's a beautiful teretz of giving his kash. Fits very nicely. Elamai, that we have to understand that we're not really understanding the Lishma is not Kavana. Right? Lishma is not Kavana. If Tosha says it in Erev and Tosha says it in our Perek, says it on Chom Beis Amid Beis, in the middle of this big Tosfos, Ein Alphabet Beis that the Sefer can only sign once the Baal tells him to sign. So the Chayyur Rav Shannon say this is a separate din, and because of a Chosav is a din in Tzivi Baal. We have to discuss it. Tais says no, Tzivi Baal is not a din in Shlichus, it's not a din in commissioning. Tzivi Baal is required for Lishma. So right away you see the Tais is not learning Lishma that we understand Lishma. If Lishma is Kavana, the Sefer needs Kavana in order to, the Sefer needs to be commissioned to have Kavana. If Kavana means he has to know that he is signing because this husband wants to divorce his wife, and he wants to, and he knows who the husband knows who the wife is. Why is that necessary? So he'll tell me it's necessary to have a deep thought process. He's not really convinced unless he's told. You have to say that along those lines. But l'chayra, and we have to conclude that unless the Sefer is told by the husband to sign, he doesn't really believe that he wants to divorce that woman. It's difficult to say that. You have to say it. It's difficult. So what we're pointing at now is that l'chayra, there are indications that lishma is not a din in kavana. Number one, we can make a discussion. How can you, if Edom don't understand what they're doing, so then they're not Edom. Right? So we have a more basic kasha, and that is Tosfos says that you require Tzivi Baal for Lishma. Now, let's go with Baitu. So we understand this last day in Tosfos that says that it could be Lishma and Gerish is different than Lishma and Sota. Why? Because the balabas of lishma in gerishin is the husband. The balabas of lishma in seit is the koyen. So the koyen is not makbid. In other words, his requirement of lishma. His requirement of lishma is that the Megillah Soita has to be prepared for the next Soita that comes in. The Baal, his requirement of Lishma is not there should be a get ready for the next couple needs a get. There should be a get ready for his needs, for his wife. So therefore the Lishma of Gerushin is a more specific Lishma. So what does that mean? So Tosfos is taking that to mean it could be that the Sefer Torah will be good for a Megillah Soita. But the Sefer Torah will not be good for Gerushin. How does all that up? A yois of the gabi Gerushin. The requirement of Lishma is measured by the Koyin's Das. So apparently we're saying the Shon gabi Soita is measured by the Koyin's Das. So the Sefer's Das, Peshas, Ksivas, a Sefer can accomplish what the das of the koyin is. Masha'ini came the gabi the baal until the gemara finishes. The gemara says no. The baal taka commissioned this. Stoma legabe a Sefer Torah would be satisfactory. But stoma legabe get would not be satisfactory. Right? So now, so let's understand. What's Tosfos saying? That stoma would not be good legabe get. What's stoma? That means, l'chara stoma means the Sefer Torah is written l'shem Sefer Torah. So now let's finish up. So we have to be comparing similar objects. A Megillah Saita that was written the same Sefer Torah, it satisfies the requirements of the Shema of the Kohen. And then, but a Sefer Torah that was written the same Sefer Torah does not satisfy the requirements of Gerish. Why? Because the Shema of the Kohen in Moshe. Are we comparing a commissioned Megillah Saita and a commissioned? Are we comparing a Kohen who spoke to the Sefer Mishas Tim Sefer Torah and a Baal who spoke to the Sefer Mishas Tim Sefer Torah? Are we comparing a Kohen who did not speak and a Baal not speak? So lechor, we have to be comparing a non-commissioned Sefer. Otherwise, because that's what this part of the Sukkah is talking about. So Tosfos is saying it could be that the requirement of the Shema and Get of a Stam Sefer who writes a Sefer Torah, L'shem Sefer Torah, that will satisfy the Lishma requirements of a Megillah Saita, because the Lishma requirements of the Megillah Saita are less because they're governed by the Kohen. How do you make sense out of this? Are we talking about a Kavanah or a Kavanah? If the Sefer has Kavanah, B'shah Sefer Sefer Torah, that he's going to write a Megillah Saita, all right? So then if he has Kavanah, B'shas, Get, he's going to write a Get, L'shmoy L'shmoy should be good enough. Right? So again, Chazra, Odra Kushla Duchta, apparently you see from this Tosfos that L'shmo is not a thought process necessarily, or isn't limited to a thought process. This you can see also from the sugya at the beginning of Zvachim, which our Gemara refers to. No. Yeah. The Stam Apostle. V'kol shechen Sefer Torah. So the sugya of the following. Vara Midu. Gemara says, first sugya in Zvachim. Tanan, kol ha-zvachim she-nizvachu she-loi lishmon. First mission in Zvachim. A korban that was shechted she-loi lishmon. Kosher el-shli olu le-bailam. The Gemara says, what happens if it was shechted stoma, hastoma, olu nami lebailam? If it was written shalay lishma, it was shechted and the korban was a Rashi's example is it was an ola, and it was shechted shalay lishim shlamim. So then the korban is a good korban, you go by it there, but the bailam have to bring another oila. What happens if the korban oila was written stoma, but it was shechted stoma? The kohen, the zohar shechted, but that wasn't thinking. All he was thinking was he wants to have a good shechita. That's all. The knife was a good knife. The pain was standing in front of him. He got both simonim. He wasn't thinking about. He was thinking about shechita. He wasn't thinking about. It didn't matter whether he was in Yerushalayim or an empire. He had the same kavanah in mind. So stoma should be kosher. Stoma sounds like a perfect by this the deal. Hostoma olu nami levailim. V'shei mechoiva olmas dami nami. Kilishmon dami. V'araminu kol ha'get she'nichtam she'lei l'shei misha posol. Ustoma nami posol. So here, by the way, we have an important insight. That lishma in korbanos and lishma in gittin is the same thing. Right? Tosfos is going to mechalat in lishma in Saita and lishma in Gerishin, but this Gemara says, why does it go on to say different kinds of lishma? The Gemara says, v'shani zivachim v'stam lishman oimdim isha v'stamo lav le Gerishin oimedes. The stomach animal in Yerushalayim in Beis HaMikdash is l'shem kodshim. Stamen Isha, stamen of Reuben and Rachel is not l'gerish and emes. So again, right away you see that l'shma could not be a din kavana. If l'shma was limited to kavana, so what's pshat stoma? Stoma means no kavana. Stoma means a blank, right? A blank mind. So the Gemara is saying the gabe korban stoma is okay because stam korban is stam korban. Is lishman oimdin. Stam, so you'll tell me in Yerushalayim, in Beis HaMikdash, so on a deeper level, the kavan is there. It's not surface, it's a subconscious level, deeper. Is that really correct? Because that's not what it means, lishman. It means l'shem oila. In other words, I have an animal in front of me. So the Gemara is saying is, that this animal, which is an oila, is stomala oila. Right? So you're going to tell me that the Zor who shechts it, and he's doing an osham, he's doing a chatas, and he's doing an oila, so on a deeper level, without knowing anything, he knows that it's an oila. Someone along the line, someone told him, that's a shot in the Shmon Oimen. The Shmon Oimen means that there's a quality of the animal that makes it an oil. Stam isha lav legerish imei medes. So therefore what? So therefore saying that no matter how deep down you go into the mind of the sefer, it's not going to be l'shem. The Gemara goes on to say minolon. Ketzad lishman. No. Gemara says, minolon. How do we know that stam korban is lishma ibedes? So the Gemara has several suggestions. At the very thing, Amar B'yayis. L'shem shisha devar mazemach nizbach, l'shem zemach, l'shem zayveyach, l'shem ishim, l'shem reyach, l'shem nichoyach, v'achatas v'oshim l'shem chet. Right, six lishmos. It's going to be hard to say that these six lishmos are on the deeper level of the stam sheikh. But then he says, I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Af mi shelei hoya beliben li shemachas mikol elu kosher shetnai beizdenu istu beizden delei lema lishmoi del mo'osu lemei mashun lei lishmo. It says because lei beizden masna, when a person makes a korban, is makdash a korban, so he's makdash it al tanai beizden, every hektar shel tanai beizden lei beizden masna. So the Gemara says, when I was Makdash, just Korban, there was a Lei Bezen Masna that should be Lishma. And Lei Bezen said, and you know what? Don't even express the Lishma that you have to express, because you may slip and say Lei Lishma. So my Peshan Dorman. If Lishma was in Kavana, so what's this Lei Bezen Masna help? So again, you see that the din of lishma legave get and legave kodshim are compared, but lechayra it's difficult to say that the din of lishma is a thought process. Right? Number one is stoma means there is no thought process. All right, so then you could argue, you could say stoma means a deep inarticulated presence. Sometimes the lechor is difficult, but you could say, all right. Next, you could say, why could you say that? Because you have ideas. Rishonim will say that by mitzvah svichas kavana, that even if one has kavana shalila tzeis, so every Rishonim will say even that is would satisfy kavana sometimes. Meet Rishonim. The lechor is difficult. Then you have that the Gemara says, you know why stomach is satisfies lishma. Because Lev based in Masna. What's one to the other? Lev based in Masna, what I have in my mind. So Lechaira, you have to say that the din of Lishma is not Kavana. Right? Now, the din of Lishma is. The din of Lishma is, again, if we're going to say that Stoma Lishma works Legabe Kodshim, but Stoma Lishma does not work Legabe Get, right? Because Stam Isha Lav LeGersh Meimenes, so then what we're saying is the din of Lishma somehow describes the status of this object, that this object, this korban, it's not a thought process, but it has to be the status of the korban. Why is that? Because stoma means there is no thought process. So maybe you can't say that it's din kavana. Right? So Lishma, it could be that Lishma could be that Lishma can be invested by kavana. But Lishma itself, the din of Lishma couldn't be kavana. Gemara over here in Menachis, Menbeis, and Menbeis. Gemara says, Legabe Tzivias Tcheles of Tzitzis. So we need a Tzvil Lishma. So the Gemara says that if some tzeva that was not made lishma, the same tzitzis, will get mixed in, so then the whole pot of tcheles is possible. Te'ima psula. Why? Mishum de'inan tzviel lishma. Tosfos says the feel the shame tzitzis, mikol mokum the shame nisoyin nami avida. He says what happens? A person has a certain dye. They're experimenting to figure out how to make tchelas, and some of that dye fell into the pot of dye that was the shame tzitzis. So the Gemara says the whole pot is now shaloi lishma. So Tosfos says why is that not good? Having kemincha shekomtzo lishma v'shaloi lishma. Right. It's like a korban mincha that where the kmitza was done lishma v'shaloi lishma. So again, if din of lishma is din kavana, so I had the kavanas necessary. I had two kavanas. I kavan lishma, kavan shaloi lishma. I had kavan lishma. Rabbi Chaim had a different halacha. Rabbi Chaim said in Kodshim is a din that shalei lishma is a poisa. Chaim held that just like is a machshevas pigel, is a machshevas chutz l'zman, chutz l'mokim, so in kodshim, a shalei lishma is a poisa. It's mafkia. But and that's where Rabbi Chaim understood the pshat. That's why he said that comes to lishma b'shul lishma. So, but this Rabbi Chaim won't fit into the Tosfos, because this Tosfos is explaining that kemitza lishma b'shul lishma can be applied to tzviya of tcheles lishma b'shul lishma or l'shem yisrael l'shem tcheles. That's not kodshim. So whereas the Rabbi Chaim will fit into the Mahalach of the Rambam, according to Tosfos, the Chavos is not going to work out. Elam Ma'is, what do you have to say? Apparently, you have to say that the din of Lishma is to identify an object, to give a certain identification to an object, to give a certain chal shape to an object. The din of Lishma is conferring a chal shape. The din of lishma is that an object has to have a chalashem conferred in a specific way. So if you have a korban mincha that was nikmas lishma b'shalei lishma, so the chalashem was not conferred properly. Why? Because the object was not identified properly. The object was identified in a stira. If the two identifications cannot coexist, memela, the object is not properly identified. Memela, the chalashem never occurred. That's pshat stoma. Stoma means that I have a blank kavana, right? So memela, the gabi, the get, the this shtar is not identified as being the get of this husband of this wife. It's not even identified as being a gerish. Why? Because there's no couple that's in medicine is garish. There's nothing. You can't identify a piece of paper. A person would write a shtar kiddushin for two people never met. That's not a successful identification. Just because I have in my mind, I have a desire, I want to make a shidduch. So I'm so convinced the shidduch is going to work, I'm going to write a shtar kiddushin now. Can't even be yachided for them. And the two never met, not in the parsha. So the same thing with gerishim. Two people are married. So to try to be mechel shame, get onto a piece of paper when stam isha lav the gerishim medes. So I cannot successfully identify this piece of paper with this woman, this couple. She's not a bas gerishim. Lebeis the master means that when I am makdish this animal, so Bezin says, you want to give a korban chatas? Alright, so now we're saying this is a korban chatas, and this should be identified as a chatas with a specific chayt, and a specific vow, and it's a specific, and the ishim, and the reyach, and the nechayach, they're all identifying aspects of this behemoth. Want to know the resume, the pedigree of this behemoth. Does the behemoth, right, which now is set aside for, that's a stomach question, for a chattis, set aside for specific chayim, for a specific baal, and about the shame, specific ishim on mareches. They're all part of the portfolio of the resume of the behemoth, the pedigree of the behemoth. They're all identifying factors of the behemoth. The Beis Din can accomplish that. Right? So the sheikh comes to the behemoth and shechs its stomach. The behemoth still has been successfully identified by the late Beis Din Masna. That's pshat lishma. Lishma is a tagging that the Torah required. Lishma is that the Torah required in certain situations that the object has to be tagged and identified in a specific way. And then this idea of lishma. This is what Rav Baruch Ber is pointing at. This you find. Rav Baruch Ber discusses it. The Brisker Rav discusses it. The Brisker Mahalach in Lishma. But I wanted to point that is the Echreyach for such an approach. So we can get to the Hechreyach via the din of stoma. For the Gemara to entertain the possibility of stoma being a fulfillment of lishma or satisfying the requirements of lishma, it must be that lishma is not a thought process, but lishma is an identifying process. Memela, if I have a mincha that segmetzes lishma, lishem mincha, shalei lishem mincha, I have a pot of dye which is lishem tcheles and shalei tcheles, I can't identify it anymore. It's not tagged correctly. It's impossible to tag it correctly. That's why it's a chisaron and lishma. You have a raya for this. By the din of the kohen, can a kohen do the shechita or not? So Gemara says in the beginning of Chulin, can a kohen do shechitas kashim or not? So Rashi explains what's the Gemara's kasha. Bar Biyasi, Chulin. Beginning of Chulin. So Rashi explains, because you learn at the beginning of the Rashi's in Chulin, because you learn at the beginning of Zvachim, you learn there's a din that the korban has to be lishma. So Rashi says, does the korban have the ability to have this kind of kavana? We have a kavana eloi. So the Gemara says that stoma the korban gora. The ain loy das lahovin shein kodshim v'sof shein chulin v'hav le misasek u'pasa. The stomach of a cotton is worse. Why? Because since he has no das to understand that it's kodshim, he becomes a misasek u'kodshim. So l'chayra, if the din of lishma was a din in kavana, so we simply should say a cotton doesn't have das in kavana. We have to ask. We have to go through this roundabout halach that cotton is worse than even stone. Right? Why? Because he'll end up being a misasik for kodshim. Tell me, a cotton is no das. He cannot do a shechita lishma. Elamai. Right? Once we say that stam zvachin lishma noimdin, so then you no longer need the thought process of the sheikhi to be involved. A stomach of an adult is good. So the mele, the stomach of a cotton should also be good. Right? So then, hadru kushla duchta. So Taka, why is it? Why shouldn't the shechita of a cotton be good? If stoma is good, why should we say it's misasik b'kodshim? If an adult stoma is good, so why is the cotton stoma any worse? Right? So this is the Gemara says that it's the Tosfos, not the Gemara, it's the Tosfos. So that's what the Tosfos has to say, that the cotton doesn't have the ability to impact at all the status of the korban. That's what the Gemara had to say, that the psul of the cotton was that he'll end up doing misasik b'kodshim. As if Again, if the din of lishma was a din of thought process, so then why do they have to go around the bad way and say, well, the kod's going to be sasa b'kodshim, he can't do the lishma. If the din of lishma was a kavanah that I have to confirm the lev based in, so to speak, so then kod's not a player, right? So Tosfos didn't explain it that way. Why? Because Tosfos understands the lishma is tagging the korban. The korban doesn't have the ability to tag the korban. There's the ability to untag a korban. So in Bailey, Tosfos had explained the psul of a korban was that the korban would be done lishma, but the separate din of the korban being done, of the shechita, having all the requirements of shechitas kodshim, that's what's going to be missing. That didn't lishma. The Rav used to point out a similar idea via this Rambam. In Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Chav Aleph, Hashaleich get biyad Hashaleich ubitel get harichoizu megarish boy. If the first year of Hashaleich, the husband is mevatel the get, he sent the get with the shliach, and he's mevatel the get, he can use the same get later on kishayirtze. Shelei bidloi mitayras get el mitayras shlichus. Fine. Lefichu moye get biyad abal bidloi. But what happens if the Baal is holding on to the get? And the Baal is holding on to the get? Kigoyin she'omer get zemboto. Eine begarbish boin li'oilom. Ve'haru kecheres ha'nishbor. Ve'mgirish b'nei megureshes. Ve'chein empirish be'eish b'idlo v'hum b'yad ha'shaliach v'omer get she'olachti haru boto mi'leis get in begarbish boin li'oilom. Husband commissioned the get, the mamshin get with all the halachas. But he wants to stop the get. So if the get went to a shliach and he wants to stop it, we assume he wants to stop the shliachos, but he gets a good get. But there's no shliach there. He's holding a get, he wants to be a boss of the get. So the Rambam says, Kecheres and Ishva. What's pshat? How do you stop? How can you say the get's not a good get? It was written Lishmo, Gerish. It was all the halachas of Gerish. Nope. Let's say a Sefer would write a Sefer Torah. And he would write tremendous kavanos. He went to Mikvah for every Shem Hashem. He wrote it to Lef'er. Right. So can he get up, can he, ten days later, can he say, I'm going to move out from my Sefer Torah? It wasn't Lishmo. Person died the tefillin, the shame tefillin. What's left? You can't. How can you impact on this quality of the object? So Rabbi used to point out that this is a din of lishma. That's one of the. I found this in one of the Medrashei Halacha. This is a din of lishma. So the Rebbe used to point this out in Aleph. In Isha Miskarvesh Elu B'Chsav Shegilo, because Chsav Zo Nikri Get. Ois number hey is shehei nichtav lishma. So the reason for what we say nichtav lishma. Shehei hakoisev, shehei koisev lishma. So he suggested what we're saying, that the din of Lishma is a din in the get itself, just like a din of Lishem Kedusha is a din in the in the Sefer Torah. So the din of Lishma is a din in the get. So, but again, coming back to our kasha, how can you mevatel the Lishma? You can't mevatel the Lishma of anything else. Elamai, it means that what we're saying, the din of Lishma is the role of Lishma is to identify this get as being the tool that's going to be used to be megarish this couple. Once this couple is no longer interested in gerishin, so this object is no longer identified as this tool. There's nothing to accomplish. There's no couple to be megarish. It's like cheres hanishma, lu yitzur, that the couple would die. One would die, so she'd be an almana. No, there's no gerishin to be accomplished. So the din of lishma, the Rebbe used to say that the din of lishma is a quality of the get, just like kedusha is a quality in Sefer Torah. Just like this kedusha of Sefer Torah is accomplished, is meichal vayda machshon of the sefer. So the din of lishma is conferred by the das of the sefer, the tzivi aval. But what we're suggesting is that the din of lishma is a din of tagging something, identifying something. It's called l'shem isha, l'shem baal, and l'shem gerishin. And the din of l'shma is that this object has been identified and tagged for this specific couple, for this specific gerishin. And once the husband says, we're not getting divorced. Right? So that explanation is neveya from all the things that we pointed out. Number one is, how do you enter? I was very happy to see, by the way. I was not aware of this until this morning. There are, that the last few years, so people have published notes of Rav Baruch Ber Shur. Sometimes these notes expand ideas which you have in the Berakhah Shmuel. So in the notes, the Gittin, on this piece, so apparently one of the Shurim made this point. I don't think it's in the Berakhah Shmuel. They didn't see the British small. But he said, this will for end for Miki Vega. How's that? Because if the aide knows that this couple wants to get divorced, but the aide may not be aware that he is responsible for identifying this tool as being the tool for this couple. He was unaware that his das is going to make the get into the tool of gerishim. He was aware that Reuven wants to divorce Leah, and he was never told to write the get. So maybe he was not aware, and he'll sign. Why is he signing it? He thinks he's signing a shtaraya. He thinks that later on down the road they're going to need proof that this woman got divorced. So he's saying, look, he knows they're getting divorced, it's going to happen. So he'll sign it, so he'll have proof. That's for Lishma. Lishma is that this is the tool which they're going to use for the gerishim. So that being Eidus, he knows he can identify, it's a good Eidus. Basically, an Eidus who thought he was studying Liraya and not L'Shem Gerish. And this Mahalach, the Rebbe alludes to it, that explains how you can have Lishma and Shalal Lishma together, and why Lishma and Shalal Lishma is our poisel, because it means it's not enough that I have the correct Kavanah, but I'm making it impossible to identify the object correctly. We call it a mixed message. So Baruch Meir said, Reb Chaim does not need this, because Reb Chaim Shalelish was apoisel. And then I was very happy to see, we'll take that a step further in a minute. So the Reb Baruch Meir in the Birkat Shmuel, so he develops the idea And that's how you can have the idea of the stoma. Because it could be that the context of the situation identifies the and tags this korban and this tool correctly. Right? Rav Baruch Ber wants to point out the chiluk between lishma and kavana. So you have a look at it in Siman Yud. Then he points out that there is a requirement of lishma, machleg is behil b'shamay, whether a sukkah has to be built lishma. Three pasukim like behil cannot be built lishma. Then the Gemara says, and I think it goes Yerushalmi, it's a machleg about matzah. Does matzah have to be done lishma or shal lishma? Matzah yishana, kosher not kosher. It's a machleg is behil b'shamay. So we pass like b'shil, matzah does not require lishma. Comes the Neid B'Yud and says, matzah shal lishma. How could you have matzah shal lishma? Matzah has to be done l'shem. L'shem has to be, we learned the sugya l'shma, right? L'gavei matzah. So Neid B'Yud says, of course the matzah requires lishma. How can you say it's matzah shal lishma? What's the lishma of matzah? That has to be meshumer, that it shouldn't become chametz. So Baruch Ber says, no, but the two different parashas, that's the teretz in the Neid B'Yud's kasha. Lishma, that we're referring to, Lagabe Sukkah, the Machlokes Bilvei Shem HaShamay, is to be Meichal Shem Sukkah, to Meichal Shem Matzah. There is no din that a person has to be Meichal Shem Matzah on a matzah. There is no din that B'Shas Afiyah, a person has to say, this is a piece, this dough will never be allowed to rise. This dough is going to be eaten on the first, the second, the third, the fourth day of Pesach. No. It is, Rishonim will say, that there is a din of lishma, lagabe matzah mitzvah. Right? But even that, according to most Rishonim, that means it has to be shomer menachimutz, l'shem matzah mitzvah. That's what Birkei Shmuel says. The din of lishma that the Rebbe is referring to in matzah is a kavana, a certain thought process. That the bakers, that the kneaders have to have in mind. The thoughts of thought process, we better be careful, this does not become chametz. You better watch out, you better should know, it doesn't become wet. Right? That's lishma, that's not lishma, it's kavana. But there's no din that you have to be meichal shei matzah, and every single piece of matzah is going to be used for the Feral of Pesach. So he develops this idea. So in the notes, the Birkei Shmuel says this will. One of the issues that Chachmei Brisk often discuss is whether a person can say Kriya Shma al Tanai. Right? So right now, every single Shabbos, most American Jews, so they say these weeks, right? They'll say Shema at the beginning, before Pesukah Zimra. And we'll have it tonight. If we have a quick kelodayin and a quick baruch hu, and we get a quick kedusha before Krishma, and we get to Krishma before 9:09, then what I'm saying now is just a pesuk of menchumish. I say later on, I'll say it in a baruch. That's the real issue. That's what I'm mekabel machshemai. Mashen again, if when I get to 9:09, I'm singing kelodayin. So this Krishma is kabbalz amal chashemai. The briskers often raise a question. Is it shaykh to say, I'm mekabel ol malchus shemayim now al tanai? It's a strange thing. A person doing so the Baruch Mer accepts that it can be that he wasn't mechalik. He accepts the idea. He's a yoytze, because most briskers are not excited about this. So he accepts the idea. Why? Because he says, if I would have to be Meichal Shem, so being Meichal Shem depends on the Din of Breira. The Din of Breira, Lagabi De Raisas, we don't say. But I'm not being Meichal Shem on my Kriyishma. He says, he said in Yiddish apparently, it's the Zalbege Kriyishma, they put the Yiddish. It's the same Kriyishma, right? So whether I have in mind that I'm a kabbal that I'm being yetzid in mitzvah or not, I'm not identifying. I'm not tagging a kriyishma. I have the kavana for malchus shemayim. Now there's another din mitzvah srichas kavana. So I'm being masne my kavana l'kaim a mitzvah. Right, again, the details that we can go So that's to be discussed and sharpened. But the point that he's making is that you shouldn't think that it depends on the din of Breira and Breira and Breira b'din d'oraisa. Another raya for this is the Rambam says, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, that the person who commissions a get even before they're married, a prenuptial agreement, right? He says to the Sefer that the Ksev get la rusos, lisha echna sena agarshena, right? So it could be, maybe it's a marriage of convenience, maybe he wants to get married so that she'll get a visa or something. He doesn't want to marry this woman. He's a tzaddik, he wants to get this woman out of Yemen. Say, so he wants to make, tell his wife, don't worry about it. So he goes to his wife and say, I'm getting married to this woman in Arab countries, so he can give her a visa to get her out. So he right away tells the Sefer, you have the Sefer, I'm getting nervous. Have the get ready. As soon as she gets here, at Ben Gurion, she'll come off the plane, we'll give her to Dan Sehut, and we'll give her a get on the spot. Right? So the get's not a good get. Why not? Not even married yet. So the Rambam's lashon is shekosav sheloy l'shem gerushin. What do you mean sheloy l'shem gerushin? Eim l'chol l'shem gerushin. Yosef is not even married to this woman. Right? What's sheloy l'shem gerushin? It's l'shem ish, l'shem ish, l'shem gerushin. What's pshat? The Rosh says different. The Rosh's pshat is that ain't biyodah lagarsha. Mimeli cannot be mana shliach right now. According to the Rosh, it's a chisern of mina shlichus. If you can't do something, you can't be mana shlichus. But according to Rambam, it's a chisern lishma. So when these died is the fall, you can't say it's a chisern in the thought process. Again, you could argue that the thought process required is such a powerful thought process that it's not shach to have it unless you're married to this woman. Shach doesn't such a thing. But the Pashas, I would think, once you learn this, have this approach, so it means that you can't identify a tool as being a gerish tool for a couple who's not married yet. It's not chal, it's not nikla, right? Like a person who is practicing how to write tefillin, and he has in mind, he doesn't know. He hasn't finished learning he hasn't mastered Ksav yet. He hasn't mastered the halachas of Sefer Torah yet. So right, Mamash is practicing, he's doing calligraphy right now. He doesn't know how to be a Sefer yet. Ke'ilu, I'm not sure if those things are correct, halach. Ke'ilu, he's saying, look, when I become a Sefer, this should be an Omer in the Sefer Torah. So over here he's saying, you can't identify this piece of, this writing with a Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's not chal yet. It's not the parsha yet. So maybe you can't tag this piece of paper as being a get. Because there's no couple yet. So the identification is not chal. In this nusach, maybe we'll revisit when we do Tzvi Abal. This nusach, Rav Chanan Wasserman writes, in the Koyvitz Shurim and Chelik Beis, Simon Chav Beis. Mamash has this nusach. To be called Mokim Shetzorach Lishmo, Eina Kavona Shetzorach Odom Lachavein Laze. Kemoy B'mitzvah Tzvichas, this is Baruch Mary's word. Ela Be'inan Shiyah Dover Miyuchan. And that comes back to our sugya. The Gemara says, the Sefer Torah, the Gemara says that the Sefer Torah cannot be miyuchad to be a get. The Gemara says, no, it's conceivable. That the Baal took the Sefer aside and asked him to be miyachid, that he's going to want to use the parsha for Gerish. L'chore, that's the chiluk between the Koyen and the Mechikas Hashem and the Gila Soita and the get. What it means is that the get, the gabi, the bow, the get is a very, very specific tool. It's supposed to be used, can only be used for this husband, for this wife. For the koyen, for the perspective of the koyen, he has a job to provide a megillas soita for the various soita clients which come. So from the perspective of the koyen, the koyen is the one who's mechal shem. The soita is not mechal shem on the megillah soita. The husband is not mechal, the koyen is mechal shem. So the koyen's job is to identify the situation in the second day. In the first day, the koyen's job is to identify the megillah soita, that's lishma, right? In the second day, he's saying the Torah is mecharish l'gabe get. It has to be lishmo yishmosh l'gerishim. The Torah is not mecharish l'gabe soita. The soita means whatever the kohen has to do. So the kohen's job is to identify that this piece of paper will be used for a soita. That's all. But male, as long as he's miyachin, is a tool l'gabe soita, that's good enough. But she'ene kain l'gabe gerishim. There, the Torah said no. The yichud has to be a more specific yichud. Lishmo yishmosh l'gerishim. The Torah didn't require that kind of yichud. The Torah didn't require that kind of detailed tagging, detailed. The gabe akorb in the Torah required a six variable tagging, six variable lishma. The gabe gerishin a three variable lishma. The gabe megillah soita one variable lishma. What's pshat? So this is not a riot. It's just because you could say it's all the kavana, but this is just the hezbir advara. That the Torah required a different level of being miyachin something. That's what Tosfos is, the second day of Tosfos, that you can machali between the two sugis there. Good. So it gives us brings together some halachas of lishma, and it's a very important sugis that's discussed in Masechta. Next, we'll do the halachas of Shemos begins. That's Shina Shema Yishma and Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. There's an Or Zeruah that says that Shemos have a din in Lishma. That's not the way it's usually understood. So we'll discuss that in Mishnah.